Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Birchas HaZimun. In the previous shiur, we saw a yesod that emerged from Rashi, and that is that Birchas HaZimun, one is not yotzei midin shomea ka'ona when he hears the mevarich say Birchas HaMazon for him, but rather it is a communal bracha, that it is if everybody is saying the bracha, but not midin shomea ka'ona. And we see this gather also would appear in the Yerushalmi, that it says about tefillah, everybody has to daven for himself. Nevertheless, we know that the Chazal or Matak and Chazaros Hashatz to be Motzi Mishen or Baki, and in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, even somebody who is a Baki can be Yotzei Mid Lefi Adin. So, what about everybody davening for himself? So, Pshat is that when Chazal or Matak and Chazaros Hashatz, it's not considered Shomea Ke'one, but rather Pshat is that it is a communal tefillah. It's really for everybody. And therefore, since it's tefillah setzibur, so everybody is saying it, so everybody really is davening on their own to be mekayim what it says in the Yerushalmi, that tefillah you shouldn't be yotzei from somebody else, you should say it on your own. And a raya for this is the Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah, that according to Gamaliel, the people in the Sados are putter from tefillah, since they're honest and they can't make it, ayde tefillah seshatz. Now there, the gedder is definitely not Shomea Ke'ona, they're not even there. Nevertheless, that has a shame tefillah tzibur, because the Chazan's mispalel b'shem atzibur kulo, also in the Sefer Akuzari in Chelek Gimel Osiyot Zayin, there he distinguishes between tefillah b'tzibur, in other words, tefillah that is said ba'asara mi'Yisrael, and tefillah hatzibur that is said al yidei ashliach tzibur. And the Rambam also makes this distinction, v'ketzadi tefillah hatzibur. He doesn't mention 10 people davening together. He just calls it Tfilas Hatzibur, that one of them is davening Bekoram and everybody is listening. So the Zinyan of Tfilas Hatzibur, that it's a communal tefillah, even though only one person is saying it, it's as if everybody is saying it. So that's Gevaldik. Lashon HaRambam Minuchas Tfilas Sof Perek Ches, the beginning of Perek Tes, Shliach Tzibur Motzi Yisrael Midei Chovasan, Keitzad B'shashu Mispal V'Hem Shom V'Onam Amen Achar Kol Bracha O Bracha Harein Kem Mispalim Seder Tfilas Tzibur Kachu, etc. So you have the Shliach Tzibur davening for everybody, being Motzi them. So when he's Mispal and they listen and they answer Amen after every Bracha, it's as if they are davening. And the Seder Tfilas Tzibur is like this. He says what the Seder is. So after the Shliach Tzibur takes his three steps back, so he davens b'kol ram from the beginning of the brachas to be motzi somebody who hasn't davened, and everybody stands up and listens, and they answer after every bracha that he makes. Those who are Yotze, those who weren't Yotze. So he writes, and he writes again, the Anias Amen of the Tzibur. And he said earlier, so you have this Inyan of Amen, even though he already told us the Inyan of Amen on all the brachas. So he's telling us that this Anias Amen is Mimuhus Takanas Chazaras Hashatz. It's part and parcel of it. And so to Linyan Azimun, the Rambam is Madgish in Brachas Parakei, Chaz Brachas, that the Mesubim are Onim Amen, Acha Kol Bracha O Bracha. And it would appear that also here the Rambam is teaching us that Anias Amen Ali Deha Mesubim is Mimuhuso Shel Seder Hazimun. The Rambam also says, Perak Aleph, Halacha Yad Aleph, that the One is Kimavarech, and there are a number of rayas that Anias Amen is like the person said it all himself, but often Tamsiti, in a concentrated way. And therefore, you are Mekayim, what it says in the Yerushalmi, that everybody is Mvakesh Tachanunim Ba'atzmo, and that the person who is Nene is also the person who was Mevarech. Based on what we're saying here, it's even sharper, that it's as if that by saying Amen, it's not only as if he's saying itself, it's that everybody is saying it together. That's the Tzivyon, that's the form of Tfilas Tzibur, that it said, B'piv shall call Echad Me'at Tzibur, that Tzibur Omdim V'shomim V'onim Amen. So besides the Din HaKlali of saying Amen Ala Brachos, this is the Tzibur's way of being mishtatef b'tfila, that they're saying, and it's the same thing with Birchas HaZimun, when they're Ona Amen, when the person's being motzi them in Birchas HaMazon, it's as if they are saying Birchas HaMazon on their own. The Netziv also adds a chiddush, Gabe Birchas HaZimun, that the Anios Amen of the Mesubim is Dairaisa from the Pasuk of Kishem Hashem Echo, Havu Godol Akenu, I call out the name of God, give greatness to God, even though Stam Barachas, and Anios Amen Midairaisa, and that's for the reason that we said that this is their bracha. Because lechatchila you shouldn't hear from somebody else, rather you should be saying it yourself. By saying amen, it's as if you're saying it yourself, and therefore it's so chashuv that they say amen, because that's part and parcel of the din d'oraisa of zimun ki shem Hashem ekro havu godel elokeinu. So there's obviously a lot more to say on this, but we will conclude here to our yisod that we started with in part one. That Shomea Keone is effective if you have Chatzi Shmia and Chatzi Amira, like Rabbi Akiva Eger understood Bepashtus. And that's Muchach from Kriya Sahalel, that the Chazan says, and then the Tzibur answers. Or we mentioned the Yerushalmi that says that some say Miktzah, say Baruch Haba, and the others say B'Shem Hashem. So you can definitely be Yotzei Chatzi Amira and Chatzi Shmia. The only thing is that Chazaras Hashatz and Zimun are different. That may Etzem Iker Takanasem Umahusam, it's not enough to have Shomea Keone. Because Filim Berach Samozni, Yerushalmi said, everybody has to make the Baruch on their own. Just we require that in Tefillah and Berachas HaMazon, since it's the Tzibur is considered Isha Echad, so we require that one person say a Bracha Shleima, and then it's considered an Amira Mishutefes. But if he only said half, it's not enough to hear the other half from his friend, because this is not Midin Shomea Keone. When is the considered a tefillah tzibur? In other words, when is the whole tzibur mitached? The whole tzibur is only mitached around one bracha, one person saying it. When you have this guy saying some of it, let's say he's saying some of it, and then I'm saying some of it. So that can't be a bracha of the whole tzibur. In other words, when he's saying some of it, so that's for the whole tzibur. And then how can I take over now, and then now the tzibur is changing? No, he's the nitzig of the tzibur. Once he's the nitzig, then he's the representative, then it has to last for the whole bracha. When it's Shomea Keone as a Beseder, so I can say part and listen to part, then I'm Yotze. Either it's because if I said it, or I'm Yotze with what he says. But when it's a Tfilat Tziburit, when it's for the whole Tzibur, it has to be one person saying the whole thing, and part Bishmia, part Bamira, doesn't work. So now we can go back and explain the Rif that we started with, that the Rif says that you have three brachas. You can have one person saying each of three brachas of benching with Daraisa, but not four. In other words, you can't split a bracha in half. So the nidon of the sugya there is zimun. So klape that, it says two or three and not more, because you can't be mechalik one bracha to two people, because then you will have to say the din of shomea keone, and it's not an amira mishutefes of the whole chabura. So that's why the Rif says you have to have one person saying the whole bracha. That's the sugya there. About Hechem Birchas Zimun. So since we're talking about the sugi of Zimun, you have to have one person saying the whole bracha, because when it comes to a bracha mishutefet, it has to be one person saying the whole thing. But otherwise you can't have Shomei. You can't command there to Shomei Kone, because Shomei Kone only works when you're saying it yourself, but here you need one bracha for everybody. And also we saw in the first shiur, a Shliach Tzibur that made a mistake and somebody else Alma Tachtav. So it says that he has to start from the beginning of the bracha. Why can't he start from the middle of the bracha? Because again, there you need tefillas tzibur. And it's not enough to have Shomea Keone. Mashen ken kriyas halel. There Shomea Keone is enough. And that tak is the makor of Shomea Keone halel. So that is enough. Amir lechatzayin. You can have part saying and part listening. And also, when you have kiddush, Rabbi Kivager's case of the 13-year-old boy making kiddush. So his mother can't be Yotze, but if she mentions if she mentions Shabbos, then she could be Yotze, partly with his Kiddush and partly with what she says, because that's Midin Shomea Keone. And also when we talk about with the Orza Ruiz case of a woman coming to be Motzi man without Zimun, right, we're talking about women aren't Nizamin with the men, they're not included in the Zimun. A woman's coming to be Motzi a man, not Begeder Zimun. This guy is an Amaritz, he doesn't know how to bench, so it's Midin Shomea Ka'one. So there it's enough Shomea Ka'one. He can say, she can say, which the whole barach of Alaritz Valamazon, and he's mashlin with Torah and, with Bris and Torah. But the man is chayven because there it's Midin Shomea Ka'one. So when you're talking about benching in the context of Zimun, there you need one bracha for everybody, one for all and all for one. That has to be, you can't have chetzio b'amira, chetzio b'shmia. If this person's the nitzik of the tzibur, so then the bracha can't be cut up in half. Can't be half a bracha, because it has to be a bracha tziburit. And a bracha tziburit, you have the nitzik. And you can't, the tzibur can't change in the middle of the bracha. But if it's midin shomea ka'one, it's a beseder. So all the cases of shomea ka'one that we saw in the first shir, you can have. You're saying part of it, and the other person's a... You're Yotze part of it with Shmi and part of it with your own saying. There's no problem in the Begeder Shomea Ka'one. Okay, obviously this is a very, very broad topic, and it's so chashev and it's so gishmak. We hope to come back to it. In the meantime, we saw you saw this in the flame. Which bizocha lilmodu lami lishma v'las l'kaim is called divrei samu terasa v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.